It is Halloween soon. We love to watch scary movies, I think, as a society around this time. And, you know, some people just can't handle it. You know, there's certain people where, you know, they shouldn't. Some people shouldn't have sugar. Some people shouldn't have, like, you know, maybe inebriating beverages. Some people just shouldn't get too excited. Some people shouldn't watch scary movies because it just really throws them off. But for some reason, these people especially, and all of us, I think, seem to keep wanting to come back to them. And so we've got to find out, why is it? What are we in it for? Are we addicted to the thrill? What's going on? Carol Newell is a senior lecturer in early childhood development, also is a clinical psychologist from Macquarie University, and sort of looks at like how adults and children learn and overcome fear, and joins us on the line now. Carol, hello.
Hi there.
So look, I guess it's really simple. I just got to know what's going on with scary movies, because obviously the intent is, okay, let's scare the hell out of the audience and make them really freaked out, but we seem to want that. Why is it that we want that to happen to us?
Well, not everybody wants that, but there's three major reasons why some people might enjoy it. The first one is that, well, there's this theory that it helps us practice for more scary events that are in real life. So it's actually quite evolutionarily adaptive for us to be afraid sometimes. The second reason is that some people just enjoy the excitement, you know, the heart pounding, the sweaty palms. They translate that as excitement, whereas other people translate that as danger. And the third possibility is that it actually makes us happier afterward. It actually improves mood, which is a radical idea, but recently shown in research that for some people that actually occurs.
Right. Oh, man. What's the difference between, like, maybe an adult and a kid with this stuff? Like, do you think it's... I know I was talking to some of my team off air, and we've all sort of had this experience of watching a movie that was way too scary for us, way too young. Is that actually good for us, do you think?
Well, it depends again, right? For some children, they are able to realistically look at the movie and know that it's fictional. They find it controllable. So if they're watching with mum and dad who are really supportive and explain to them that this is fictional and they don't translate it as like, this is uncontrollable fear, then they would enjoy it. But for some children, you know, if they don't understand what they're seeing on screen and no one's explaining it to them, you don't have a parent that's actually going to manage the anxiety around that, then it's not such a great idea.
Right. And do you reckon maybe it's kind of like almost like a certain personality type is more inclined to be into this? Like, I know some people are like adrenaline junkies or whatever, or like workaholics. Is it, can you be a scareaholic?
I think so. It hasn't been evaluated well. It hasn't been researched well. But, you know, just based on some of the studies we know of anxiety disorders, some people have what we call this really low index for responding to heart rate, for example, or, you know, getting a bit scared. They just think that's exciting. And in fact, you know, one of my friends in games, gamification, he told me recently that one of the dating algorithms online, they looked at what was a really good predictor of people matching up together. And one of the questions that was a really good predictor was whether you like scary movies.
Really?
Isn't that interesting? That, you know, you're more likely to have a successful relationship or find another person attractive if you both like scary movies or if you both don't like scary movies.
Is that maybe just because there's like, I always feel like though people say, you know, I feel like it's this very dude thing to do on dating apps where it's like, man, I love scary movies and I'll hug you during the movie. You can cuddle up to me. All this stuff. Like, is that just maybe like it's just a weird tactic or like a bit of a meme? I don't know.
I don't know if there's a gender effect here. I know a lot of women who love scary movies. But there might be some sort of like a male stereotype behind that, right? You have to be brave. You have to like be able to face up to some level of danger that scary movies present. And so, you know, that is a very male stereotype thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't actually know whether there's any research supporting that. That's an interesting question.
Well, look, coming up to Halloween, I think there's going to be a lot of families, people, maybe older siblings and stuff watching scary movies. Do you think, because I know there seems to be this thing of like, we always reckon as a society, kids are too sheltered these days or whatever. Do you think over this next Halloween sort of period, we should be maybe is it good for kids to get a little scared and maybe get a little bit of exposure to the more gory side of life, I guess?
Well, it depends on the family and, again, the parent support, right? So the kids need to understand what they're watching. It's not great if you don't have parents afterwards or caregivers who are going to help you understand if you're really terrified and you want to talk about it, right?
Yeah, instead of just letting that fear marinate, like,
absolutely,
overnight.
We all have these horrific, traumatic memories of watching Jaws for the first time and no one there to explain it to us, right?
So yeah, exactly.
The chances of shark attacks are really low. It looks like it's a lot more prevalent after you've seen a really scary movie, you know? So, like, I had a horrifying experience watching The Exorcist when I was 12. So, you know, those things kind of stick with you. So it's really important that children are properly supported if you're going to attempt it as a family. Mm. But also age appropriateness as well. You know, the warnings on those movies are there for a reason.
Well, I've got to let you go, but I guess in like 20 seconds, what do you think's like maybe a good way to maybe unwind or de-stress after you've seen a particularly hardcore movie that maybe is chilling you a little bit?
I think it's always great to talk to your friends about it, isn't it? When you have a laugh over how frightened you were or talk to somebody about it, they're there to kind of normalize it for you or to share the experience. I think that's really cool. The recent research shows that when you have a social factor involved in the fear experience, you come out of it feeling a lot happier.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty good advice. Well,
yeah.
Hey, Carol, thanks so much for the insights. It's been
no worries.
Been educational.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, you too. Catch you later.
Take care. Bye.